You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Cashman. I'm going to be joined by Dick Pagel, Royals beat writer for MLB.com. And the Royals are really being tested here in the September stretch run where you load up on those division rivals, and obviously their biggest rival right now, the Detroit Tigers, who took the series in Detroit, and the two teams will meet each other again December 19th to 21st in Kansas City. But let's bring in DK to talk about that those head-to-head games, because they've been a struggle for Kansas City. As great as this season has gone for them, as great a story as they've been, as much as they challenged the Royals in the central standings, they've struggled, challenged the Tigers in the central standings. They've really struggled against them when they meet head-on. Tigers took 11 of the first 15 in those matchups this season. And DK, I mean, is it fair to ask, or do you get any sense, or are the Tigers in the Royals' head in any way? Is that a fair question at this point?
Well, the Royals really had problems with them, which is odd because last year they actually won the season series against the Tigers and played them very well. And I don't know what the heck's going on this year. They're just not playing the crisp games that we're used to seeing from the Royals when they meet the Tigers. Now, of course, you know, as Alec Garden pointed out, Alec said, well, you know, this is a good team. They got some thumpers and they got some good pitching. And that's why the Royals have had such problems with them this year. But I don't know. Whenever they have seen the Tigers this year, their wanted defense seems to develop some holes as well. So I don't know what the heck's going on. But they got the series coming up in Kansas City, as you said, on September 19th. And Ned's looking ahead to that already. Ned Yost, he's got his veteran pitchers all lined up to start that series, as he has in Detroit with Guthrie, Vargas, and Shields all at least penciled in at this moment to pitch in that series. So he's looking ahead and wanting very badly to beat these Tigers.
Yeah, that's interesting because obviously, a young arm like Yordano Ventura is really finishing the season strong. But there is something to be said for that veteran savvy that obviously the Tigers possess in spades, and the Royals possess it more on the bench side offensively, but certainly in the pitching department with guys like Guthrie and Vargas. You know, this is their time to step up and shine. But getting back to that rotation, DK, the big news this past week obviously was Danny Duffy left his start in the Bronx after one pitch with rotator cuff inflammation. You always hate to hear about that, but the good news was they're structurally sound, so it doesn't look like he's headed to the surgeon's table or anything like that. But the bad news is that at a time where, you know, of the utmost import, where you really need this guy, he's got to skip a start and hope that an inflammation calms down. What's your overall sense of the severity of that injury and Duffy's chances of impacting this club down the stretch?
Well, as you say, it's hard to tell at this point because I talked to Danny just the other day when he was in Kansas City and after his examination. And, he's pretty upbeat about it, of course, disappointed, of course, that he's going to have to miss at least one start. Problem is right now there's inflammation there, and I think it's rather, as Dayton Moore said, a severe inflammation. So they're going to have to get that out of there, and then Danny's going to have to pick up a baseball in the next few days and try to throw and see how it feels. So that's all going to take a few days and some time, and whether or not he'd be able to take the start after his scratch start here, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Danny doesn't know. The medical people don't really know. They're just going to have to wait. It's going to be time, and you can't really say at this point that Danny, you know, is going to play a significant role as we go down the stretch. It's just too early to tell that. But as you said, the news initially, at least, was good. There's no structural damage, and that's good for Danny, for sure. Whether it's going to impact the club in the final days of the stretch run, we don't know yet.
Yeah. How would you put into words Duffy's impact on this season? A guy who was bidding for a rotation job in spring training, and I think really disappointed a lot of people with the Royals with his performance in spring and didn't make the rotation at that point, but obviously worked his way into it early in the season and really got thrust into a prominent role. So how do you put in the words just his development as the course of this year has gone on?
Yeah, Danny's really had a great year, and I think the whole thing, Anthony, is Danny has matured very rapidly this year. He was, and still is, of course, a very intense competitor, but I think he sometimes let his intensity overcome reality, if you will. His approach to the game, he took every pitch, so seriously, and if it didn't go exactly right, he fretted and get to him a little bit. But he, through the intervention, I think, of James Shields and some of the other veteran guys on the staff, he's learned to relax a little bit out there, to go with the flow a little more, not to put so much stock in just every pitch. You know, if that one doesn't go well, come back with another one that's a little better maybe. And he's... He's really changed his whole, I think, kind of outlook toward approaching a game. And it's really showed. I mean, his ERA is rock bottom compared to his record, really. He just hasn't gotten a lot of run support this year. But Danny Duffy is really going to be a spectacular pitcher, I think, in the years to come for the Royals once he gets this past his shoulder issue.
Yeah, we spoke, two or three weeks ago on this podcast, and we talked about Duffy's innings and Ventura's innings, and Duffy threw less than 100 innings last year, coming back from Tommy John. So maybe that does play into, the inflammation issues he's dealing with now. But we also talked about Ventura, who, between AAA and the big leagues was right around 150 innings last year. So you kind of wondered, would he hold up down the stretch? But he definitely has. I don't think that's been in question. His last seven starts dating back to July 31st, he has a 2.25 ERA, pitched six scoreless in the Bronx last Sunday. So that's been as big as anything for them, hasn't it, DK? Just Ventura holding up under the weight of the full season?
Yeah, Ventura seems very healthy, at least arm-wise. Now, he has had a little mid-back issue from time to time recently, but he seems to have gotten past that. The arm is sound, and this kid is really quite a competitor, and he's going to be good like Duffy. With Ventura and Duffy in the years to come, I think you really got a pair to draw to there with the Royals' future. But as far as this year goes, I think Ventura is going to be all right down the stretch. I think he's matured enough physically and mentally that he can handle it.
Yeah. And we talked about this before, too, how much they've relied on the big three in the back end of the bullpen. And Greg Holland has dealt with some triceps issues here, maybe even a little fatigue as well. Do you think maybe in the long run that this time off for him earlier this week is a good thing to get him kind of, stabilize things there, but do you think he's going to be all right for them in the last couple of weeks of the season?
I think so. I talked to Greg yesterday, and he seems to be fine. They're being very cautious. When you get that triceps elbow issue around in there, they're very careful. They want to be sure he's completely sound. As Ned says, if he says, I feel okay, but as Ned put it, so eloquently, then I'm not going to use him. if he's feeling the list, just just in the least a little achy. So they're gonna make sure Collins 100%.
I know. And speaking of that, I know this came up the other day. Just the idea of maybe moving Infante, moving somebody else into the number two hole, where Infante has batted all season. Infante's had some struggles in the second half, just getting on base. But I think that just speaks to the big question with Yost as we go down the stretch. Is, you know, they're struggling a bit offensively. You know, how much do you tinker with things in the midst of that versus just, you know, letting the lineup basically ride as it did in August when they were so hot? Where do you stand on that? Is it fair to just kind of ride things out the way it is? Do you think maybe some changes are in order? Or what's your sense of the offense at this point?
Well, Ned, as you know, wants to stick with the established lineup, and I think, you know, he has a good point. Omar Infante was not hitting all that well, and then just the other day, after we discussed this, should Omar come out of that number two hole and maybe somebody else be plugged in there, that very night, Omar comes through with three hits at Detroit.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, Ned's got a feel for these things, and as he says, Omar's got a simple swing, a good short swing, and he can come up with boom, three or four hits for you almost any night. And you know, Omar is also one of these players that through the years has an uncanny knack of coming up with a big hit at the right time. So Omar is a guy he's gone with most of the season in that number two hole, and I think he's going to ride with him the rest of the way. And I think the rest of the lineup, too, is going to be pretty stable. He does have some questions about Billy Butler in the DH spot. And should he use Josh Willingham there or Carlos Figueroa or, you know, this kind of thing, because Billy's been struggling a little. But that's just one question in the whole. As a whole, I think the lineup's going to be pretty stable as we go down the stretch here.
Well, that lineup will be needing some big hits down the stretch, and as we sit here today, the Tigers certainly appear to have the Royals' number head to head. But that weekend series coming up is going to be a big one. Could decide the Central, so the Royals can certainly atone for their earlier issues against the Tigers in a big way. So, I want to thank Dick Cagle for joining us. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm Anthony Castrenas, and this has been MLB.com Extras Kansas City Royals edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.